I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 19th, 2026. The National Weather Service forecasts thunderstorms this afternoon in parts of central Kentucky, with the potential for severe weather. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The most intense weather is expected around Louisville and along the I-75 corridor, but cities like Lexington and Richmond could also get damaging winds up to 60 miles an hour. That storm could reach eastern Kentucky, but heavy rain isn't expected. Louisville NWS meteorologist Mark Jarvis says to stay aware of the forecast as the storm moves through the region.
I don't think we're going to be looking at, you know, major severe weather outbreak here, but the idea is just to stay weather aware and keep abreast of warnings either through TV or radio or NOAA weather radio.
Warmer weather is expected the rest of this week, with small amounts of snow forecasted for Sunday. I'm Shepard Snyder in Lexington.
A Kentucky Senate committee advanced a bill on Wednesday that would prohibit voters from using Social Security or food assistance cards as secondary identification to voting in elections. GOP Senator Lindsey Trichner of Smithfield says her bill is needed to prevent fraud that could happen when IDs that don't have a voter's photo.
Recent national poll by Pew Research, 83% of Americans agree across party lines that we should have a government-issued photo ID to be able to vote.
Trichner is not aware of any cases of voter fraud involving Social Security and food stamp cards in Kentucky. State records show only a tiny fraction of voters used them for the 2024 election, roughly 1,000 out of 2 million. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has announced his upcoming book, Go and Do Likewise. Published by St. Martin's Press, the book will touch on national politics, religion, and how to, quote, heal as a country. The book is available for pre-order and will be released in September of this year. The cover features Beshear and his family dog, Winnie. Beshear is viewed as a political presidential candidate in 2028, a possibility the Kentucky governor has hinted at himself. Kentucky Power has told the Kentucky Public Service Commission what it will cost to build a new cooling tower at its Mitchell plant. Curtis Tate has the story.
A mechanical draft cooling tower at the Mitchell plant in West Virginia will cost $191 million to construct. That's what the company told the Kentucky Commission in a filing this week. It also told the PSC that the U.S. Department of Energy did not select the project for a federal grant. Customers of Kentucky Power and Wheeling Power will share the total cost, subject to the approval of regulators in Kentucky and West Virginia. Kentucky Power has said one of the plant's two concrete cooling towers, which are more than 50 years old, is deteriorating. Replacement was determined to be the best option. The project will cost the average residential customer $4.59 more each month. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis joined Kentucky lawmakers to push for a convention to add a balanced budget amendment to the U.S. Constitution on Wednesday. GOP lawmakers have previously pushed for a call for such a convention a few times in Kentucky. It has gained traction over the last decade or so with several state legislatures, including Florida. Here's Governor DeSantis.
How much more can you go into debt before we have a major, major debt crisis? I mean, at some point, reality is going to bite. And I think the U.S. has been able to get away with this longer just because we're the best bet in town.
DeSantis has traveled to a couple states, pushing them to also call for a convention. It takes two-thirds of state legislatures under Article 5 of the Constitution to convene one. The family of a woman who was killed by sanitation workers during an alley cleanup in West Louisville is demanding answers. According to city officials, 35-year-old Tara Adams was sleeping in an alleyway last week when dump trucks showed up to clear debris. Workers picked her up using a hydraulic claw, and she later died from injuries. Adams' family says they want accountability. While city leaders have called the incident a tragic accident, Adams' family believe workers were not doing their jobs properly. Louisville Metro Police are conducting an investigation. You can learn more about these stories and others when you visit us at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.